I'm wired. I just wasn't on. I was wired, just wasn't on. I'll get on wired and on now. But good to be here. I'm telling you what, just a wonderful time. I've thought about the Christmas service today and just what a wonderful time and a blessed time God gives us to come out and worship and celebrate Him. Have y'all thought about the love that God demonstrated by giving His Son to us on this earth for that time, for leadership, for guidance and direction in life? And I thought, you know, out of all the plans God could have, He could have sent a full-grown man, King of kings and Lord of lords, but that wasn't the Lord's choice. He wanted to show and demonstrate His love to us by letting Him come as a child. And we're going to cover that in a few minutes, talk about it a little bit. I tell you what, I think about Christmas so oftentimes, and there's times I believe we really miss some of the meaning of it. Back here in the back a little while ago, Jessica and Dwayne came in, and you know, they've got three girls in tow. They're about this tall and that tall and about this tall. And three of the cutest little things you ever saw. They come in and they were smiling when they walked in. They had a kind of a smile on their face, you know. And one of them was a little bit shy, but I stood there in front of them and I said, "Christmas is nearly here." And those little girls lit up. Biggest smile. All you could see was just sparkling eyes and teeth. And I thought, why don't that affect us as grown-ups the same way? We're celebrating the same thing. We're celebrating the birth of Christ, you know. We didn't mention presents. We didn't mention toys. But we mentioned Christmas and Christ. And the little girl just lit up. And I'm telling you, it's just an excitement, you know. And I thought, I'm just going to stand behind a pulpit this morning and yell Christmas till everybody gets lit up and smiling. Christmas, amen. We got most of you that time. You want the tambourine to go with it? That's the inside joke for all our visiting here. That's the, we don't handle snakes either. Any snakes are considered church business, the deacons can handle it. But when we think about Christmas, you know, and the light up of the children, you know, I'm looking through this congregation today, and all these young children, these babies, and these young children, and the ones in the back, they've got an excitement, you know, about it, about the coming of Christmas just a few days away. And I thought, every Christian ought to have the same excitement. We ought to be just sparkly-eyed and big smiles, just radiating to the world and letting them know that this is a joyful, happy time for us, because this was the beginning of our salvation through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God had a plan, didn't He? Didn't God have a plan? Christmas. Amen. Celebrate the birth of Christ. Now just think about that. All the parties we go to, and sometimes they get misled, and I'm in agreement with a lot of people. We get too material in a lot of things. But let's, for just a little while today, remember what it's about. Let's put away all other thoughts and just remember what it's truly about. It's about the Son of God being born virgin birth. And I believe that with all my heart. And if you don't believe it, you got a problem. God said it, I believe it, virgin birth. And I see these children and I can think when Jesus was born, these little children, you know, they remind me of that. Let's look at some scripture this morning. They call it the Christmas story, but there's no story. This is a Christmas truth. God gave us the record. If you look at the book of St. Luke in chapter 2, we're going to read a little bit about the Christmas story and the true meaning of Christmas today. That's one of my desires today, that everybody go out of here and somebody say, what's Christmas about? What's all this about? You can tell them it's about the birth of the Son of God. Born of virgin birth. You know, that's what we're looking at in St. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Serenius was governor of Syria. So it gives us the indication that even in those days they had problems with government too. You know, I guess that's the only way I know how to put it. Because in those days it said it went out a decree from Caesar that everybody, the world was going to be taxed. He was going to get his part and get his money, whether anybody else had anything or not. Little did he know that he was working within the control and the hand of God, that he was going to bring them down to the place of birth for our Lord and Savior. You know, he probably didn't understand that God was in control. God was allowing him to do this. God was motivating him to do it. And so when it talks about this tax that went out, And verse 3, and all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house of the house and lineage of David. Now, I get thinking about, a lot of times, I think about this, you know, that Joseph, of the house and the lineage of David. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're of the house and lineage of David also. We're grafted in. You know, whether you understand it or not. But I thought, what a description of a man to say he's of God. You know, that's what he's talking about, of the family of God. And I thought, well, you know, what a description we have of David, and how wonderful it would be if somebody tried to describe us. Said, give me a description of somebody.
The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And I think this announcement of Christ, how God chose to announce the birth of his son. You know, for years, back before it was taboo, people used to have babies and they gave out cigars. You know, that's probably wouldn't be acceptable now, but, you know, in this day and time, but that's the way they used to do it. And that was an announcement. You know, I've got a child. But I thought about God's announcement. He sent an angel to announce this birth of a child, and so the whole world might know. And who did he go to? He went down to the shepherds. Some of the lowliest guys around, you know, they weren't powerful, they weren't mighty, they weren't rich, they were out working for a living, and God says, I'm going to announce to them the birth of my son. Now, some of us may have been left out. If it took riches or glory or might or power, we could have been left out on this, but God chose shepherds, and I'm thankful he did. I'm thankful he chose shepherds. That shows us it wasn't about who you were or what you were, but it's about God's love towards you. And he announces this. He said, the glory of the Lord shone about them. Now, that same glory, I believe, that was there present at that time is the same glory I saw in those three little girls this morning as they came in the back of the church. I believe it could relate in the same thing. That's the glory of the Lord, this brightness and the shining eyes and the smiling faces. I tell you, what an opportunity God's given us to make somebody happy, to cheer somebody up, to motivate somebody toward Christ. What an opportunity we have. Let's not miss this as Christians, as sons and daughters of God, that we take this opportunity that we make something cheerful and better for someone. Verse 10, the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you there is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this proclamation is made, this announcement by the angels of God, telling them, you know, you've got a Savior born. And I think about the joy and the happiness that we ought to have. Without this birth, without the Savior, we'd be in bad shape today. But we've got a Savior.
Yeah. Amen.
The Son of God. His name is Jesus. And he's the Christ of all. What a time of celebration. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I can just imagine this situation out on the hills and the out in the pasture land, tending their sheep, and all of a sudden the glory of God shines all around them. Then they hear this host, this multitude of hosts, saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I thought about the situation and how they must have rejoiced the day that they heard these things. It put them in a mind that we're going to go and we're going to see this child. I'm hoping that through our celebration of Christ today, our celebration of Christmas and keeping the true men, I'm praying that somebody will say, I'm going to go see Jesus today. I'm going to go in the presence of the Son of God, Jesus, today. And we can still have that opportunity. You say, well, he's in heaven. He's here. He's all over. Through the Holy Spirit of God, you can have an acquaintance. You can have a relationship very closely with Jesus. I hope somebody says, I want to go see Jesus. Verse 15, it came to pass the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They must have felt very special that day that God revealed this to them. I want you to think how these shepherds, who had probably never in their life had probably never been recognized much for anything. I mean, you know, they may have done a good job and heard a thank you here or thank you there, but in my mind, these shepherds didn't get much credit for what they did, and they'd never really been recognized. And I thought how they must have felt to know that God recognized them by the announcement of the birth of his son through these angels. How they must have felt, how it must have, I guess, strengthened them and uplifted them and gave them hope of the promise of God. And it put them in decision. Now let us go see this thing which has come to pass. When God moved on you by the Holy Spirit and condemned you of your sins and revealed to you Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was the same situation these shepherds found themselves in. God revealed the birth of his son to you personally. Now you think about that. How much God loved you, how much God cared for you, how much God was concerned that he wanted you to know and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What a day it was that we could acknowledge and understand and be saved by the grace of God. God's plan. God's got a plan, I tell you. Isn't it a wonderful plan?
Amen.
When you think about the love that he demonstrated, allowed this Lord of Lords and King of Kings to come, to be born a child in this world, because he loved you that much to give you that example. And they went to see Jesus. But some of y'all like to come see Jesus today. You know, he's here. He's present. If there's a need in your life for salvation, all you got to do is call out in the name of God and say, I want to see Jesus. I want to receive him as my Lord and Savior. Maybe there's another need in your life or some other situation. God can answer whatever you bring. He's a loving, caring God. Ladies, let's sing that song and we'll close out.
Amen.
Anybody need to pray? Y'all just come on up. You won't bother these ladies. Everybody, if you will, just come here and stand.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy could calm a storm with his hands?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, dead will live again, the lame will live. That your baby boy would one day rule the nation. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great
song, isn't it? One of my favorites. We're going to be dismissed and pray everybody have a Merry Christmas. If you don't get back between now and then, just Merry Christmas to everybody. Let's just celebrate that birth.
Amen.
We ought to have a better time than anybody else and everybody else, really, because we know the truth.
Amen.
We know the truth. And, good to see everybody. And I want you to pray for all the sick folks. Pray for Brother Fred. Brother Fred, about time for you to say amen. He'll get this after a while. He loves to hear those ladies sing. We'll continue praying for him. Anything before we dismiss?
Any word?